what's going on? I'm with Domina Anna. And she is just puff, puff. And she's not giving. She's not passing. I don't need it right now. But she's enjoying herself. Right?
Yeah. Oh. A little coughing.
I warned you about Frosties. This is the best out of LA.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we're just hanging out and talking today.
Just enjoying the weather.
Enjoying the weather. What would you like people to know about yourself?
That
you can't take a hit from LA?
Yeah, no, that I cough like a bitch. Mm. But I don't hit like one.
Ooh.
And
hit her.
I might be 4'11", but when I stand next to you, I feel like I'm 6'5". And I definitely feel like I weigh more than I do when I'm on your balls.
She said that. Now you put foot to balls?
Yeah.
Like foot. Oh wow.
Like
why you gotta be so aggressive?
Sometimes it's gentle. Let it build. Calm down. Yeah, you tickle a little bit. Do you like that?
They can't really see what you're doing with your feet. So she is a dominatrix. She also does other adult stuff too. So don't get it twisted. But that's her passion. She's really good at what she does. She's scary and gentle at the same time. It's kind of interesting, right? You put those two words in the same sentence. Oh, you're so scary, but you're so gentle. When how long have you been in that realm?
Well, professionally, only 2 years now, fully. But I've been online doming, which is a completely different beast of its own, since really I started sex work at 18. I was in the club, and just the general look about me, people are very attracted to me, and they say, I want you to be mean to me. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you want. And gosh, it's been a long journey of being like, I don't really want to hurt people, and I do want to hurt people now, but it's because they like it, and I don't hurt them to the degree that they can't handle. They give me the boundary, and I play within it, you know?
Boundaries are important in that BDSM world.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries and consent are the two biggest fundamentals. I would put consent before boundaries. Like, consent is the number one, always, forever. Mm-hmm. If it's not an enthusiastic fuck yes, it's a no for anything. Mm.
Wow.
And if you run everything on that premise, only fun happens. Sometimes it's a little scary.
It can be. It can be.
But it's so fun.
Yeah. So how did you feel about that movie, 50 Shades of Grey, that came out?
Fucking hashtag horrible.
Why was that horrible to you? Because that was a big thing, right?
Fucking hot take, okay? That was such a terrible way to introduce society in a big way to BDSM and the world of kink, because Christian Grey, mm-hmm. I've even watched YouTube videos about other people breaking down how much they hate it and why they hate it, and I just seldomly agree with people being like, it's such a good movie. I understand that it's a great step in a certain direction because people need to know about it. It's really important for people to know about BDSM, but his, like, the dom in the book is not a dom. He's an abuser, and it
routes me around. Because there's a thin line between an abuser and a dom.
It routes me around back to consent, and Betty Martin actually talks about the wheel of consent and the shadow side of taking, because it's okay to take from people, and people want to be taken from, but as soon as they don't speak their boundary and say, stop taking from me, I am complete. If they don't say that and they let the person continue taking from them, it knocks them both out of the wheel of consent, and the shadow of take is abuse. So it becomes really sticky.
The shadow of take is abuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comment in adult world, the porn adult world, and it's like, predator. I'm going to be honest, though. I feel like everybody's a predator. I don't think it's a matter of, I think that's the fucked up thing about what a lot of people say is like, ooh, this is a predator. That's no, because you have these, let's say there's a male for a girl, but they want to get this collab with this BBC guy or this guy, that guy. They're predatorial.
Totally.
They're predatorial. Or you have some guys that are like, ooh, I want this new girl in the game. On the flip side, right? Oh, she's new. Oh, I'm a beast fuck her. Da, 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 da. That's predatorial. Or this agent. It's like, I really want to sign this girl. It's like, ooh, they're predatorial. The goody two shoes girls, whatever. But you basically were going after this one person for a collab for like months. That's predatorial.
I see what you mean.
Right. I think that's what really, you know, for anyone in the adult world, it's like, ooh, someone's predator. This is a predator or fishman. It's like, no, you all are. In one way, in one form, shape, or another. And here's the thing. If you aren't, then you're losing. And that's scary. If you aren't predatorial in terms of going after a certain goal, or going after a certain collab that gives you the look, the scene that you want. You know, if you want this one type of woman with the beat with the big booty, or if you want, you know, somebody that can be aerobatic or whatever, and you're like, I gotta get this because this is gonna fit the vision I have. You gotta be. I don't like the word predatory. I like the hunters.
Well, either you're a hunter or you're hunter, saying right? Is like predator isn't even the proper nuance to put to the situation, because everybody has that primalness, that carnal.
Okay. So feeling. as a culture, the adult world is primal.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to stop saying the word predators.
Right, because primal and prey.
Primal and prey. It's like, do you seek your? I know this thing called QOS, Queen of Spades, and there's these women, and I shout out to them. I love them too. You know, I love them, and like they have to. These 10 guys or these 15, they gotta get. They're primal, but that's part of being a queen of spades. Or certain black guys, certain body type, mm-hmm. right? There's even primal people to Mr. Flores now. You know, they want that voice, that persona, that the enigma, mm-hmm. right? There's people with you that they want you to put your foot on their balls and step and stomp.
They want me to play this role for them.
Right.
They want to role play for.
And they really want
this,
so they're
psychodrama
primal.
That's always playing out in their head.
And they're primal for that experience. So we all, in the adult space, everyone is primal for a certain experience or a certain vision,
right?
Or what they want to obtain or get, etc.
Right.
They need to stop saying that shit then. I mean, that's, y'all are fucked up. I always had that adult world space. It's like, they pick their little pockets of hate, whatever, and then they try to make words, but then they're really that same. Right?
In a way, yeah.
I know some guys that are certain, say, women kept hitting them up about collabing at a conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they were assertive, and so the guy is, he's like, all right, fine. What is that?
I mean, that's predatory. It's exactly the thing, is it's a matter of fucking consent. If it's not an enthusiastic yes, then it's a no, then it's always a no. And people who continue to persist or coerce is what that is. Coercion
now,
is...
are you primal as a dominatrix?
Honestly, like, I can be a sadist, and I do have the ability to hurt people, but that's never because I feel the desire to make people hurt. That's because people come to me and they're like, I want you to do X, Y, or Z to me, because I know that I can trust you to do that until I say stop. And something about playing that out is really cathartic and healing to the body. Mm-hmm. It's like a sexual somatic, even in a therapeutic way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm stumbling over my words, because I'm really passionate about the way that I dom people. It's tantric is what it is, but the word tantra in Sanskrit means to weave, just to interlace like intention and consecration and spirit and the knowingness that everything has an essence and energy into that psychodrama or scene that you're role-playing that person with. Like, it turns it into whatever that person needs to heal.
That's a lot. That's deep.
Yeah, it is deep. But it's also really kinky, yeah, like, and sexy. Yeah. We're doing some therapy stuff, but all the while, you know, there's erections happening, and I dom women too. They're moaning, and it's just like to feel sensation in your body in ways that you don't normally, and to relinquish the control. Like, you don't have to think anymore, and to not have to think feels really good. It's weightless.
It's almost like you're in one of those float things.
Yeah, a float spa.
And you're just like...
with 1,000 pounds of salt in it.
And you just float, but it allows your chakras and everything just to... Right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Where do you go from here? Now, you just recently signed. Tell what's happening in your world. What's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world?
What's going on in your world?
I mean, I go to Denver once a month to work. I have a couple clients I take out there.
Okay.
And when I'm home, I'm just hanging out with my cat and making content at home. I was, you know, in that car wreck recently, so I'm mm-hmm. still recovering. I feel a lot better than I did. And I don't have a car right now, so I'm also car shopping.
You know how the cost of cars lately, I mean, Jesus Christ, it's unreal. You could get a car last year two years ago for $16,000. That same car is now $30,000.
I bought my car
32.
4.5 years ago for $10,000, and now, you know, all they gave me, the insurance, said it's only worth $6,000. And I'm like, it's a Volkswagen. They're like Jeeps. They don't lose their...
It shouldn't.
Their value.
Right.
Fuck.
So what do you value in your love life?
Authenticity and like honesty. Mm-hmm. Like really truly the ability to be myself and receive that person, that whatever's alive for them in that moment, that's who they get to be. And really good sex.
What makes really good intimate sex? Or intercourse. What makes it good? Seriously.
Intimacy, definitely. Okay. The connection, like deep connection, makes it, yeah, realms better if you can really drop in with that person and just be, again, wherever you are in that moment.
That moment, yeah.
And still find a way to connection and intimacy from there. Like, that's... sex is just a symptom of like a happy relationship.
And so many people have unhappy relationships because they don't have good. So is sex? You know, you can say sex, but I actually say financial stress. That's like, you know, financial stress is actually the number one reason for divorce.
Really,
it's not actually bad sex. There was a poll. I think it was People magazine. I mean, they're not paying us to shout them out, whatever. But they had an online poll, whatever, and financial stress was number one.
I mean, I
sex
totally
was
see
sex
that.
Was like number two or three, whatever.
That makes sense.
Cheating was. I don't know which one was one or two. Financial stress and cheating was one or two. Then lack of good sex was like number three.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that cheating is like also a symptom of nope. financial stress or
no? Because
bad
I think some
sex.
People some
like,
people just need
because the sex is bad or because the relationship is stressful. That's why they cheat.
No, let's go back to the word hunters are primal. Some people are primal in nature. They always feel like they want to.
They need
hunt.
To pursue something once the chase is over. They're unsatisfied.
Let's say that they are satisfactorily sexually speaking with their partner, but they just wonder what that is going to feel like or look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or someone blows them away intimately like at one time, whatever. They don't have to continue to do it, but it was like, it's so good. That doesn't mean that they're at home is bad or anything.
Right.
It just means that somebody was like, gave them Michael Jordan 55 point night. It was like, hey. And so then they can't stop it. And so even if they're not around that person, they still like, they're like, well, I'm good. You know, wife, you a husband be scoring 35 a night, you know, like now, you know, but that 45 pointer is out there somewhere. That Kobe 60, that Kobe double, that 60 pointer night. You know, is that, you know, that you, let's say your husband or your wife or your partner has a good batting average, baseball analogy now, and they bat 300 or whatever. You know, they get on base, singles and doubles, but what about that night that somebody hit for the cycle on your ass? Homer, triple, double, singles. Like, you just see that person there and y'all have a good conversation at a conference or someone at work and you like, they give you that look and you just wonder, are they gonna hit for the cycle on me? I'm just saying. So it's not always that you have bad. You sometimes have bad sex, you know, or no sex. And then sometimes when you're married for tons of a long time, this is a society. You become coexistent, inflation is like, how many people can just want to go out on their own?
Couples, like 76% of couples that take mm-hmm. or that do BDSM or kink play in some kind are mm-hmm. are happier. So like what I'm hearing is everybody
they want to add a variation. They want to add a variation, something a little different, a little, they got this nice little soup, but they need to add a certain spice to it. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Is that why some people become swingers? I don't really care about swingers.
Totally, yeah.
But they just want to add that variation, that spice.
Yeah. It keeps things interesting and actually, like, the Erotic Mind by Jack Morin talks about, like, why kinks become kinks and where it actually starts to come from, and we are sexually the way that we are because of in utero to the first 7 years of our life. I like bondage because I had like a traumatic experience of being like duct taped as a young child, and that's like insane how the pipeline is like not great shit to like just like kinky sex now. Wow. But yeah, psychology is very, the science behind it is very fucking interesting. So
speaking of the mind, speaking of brain, you give good brain, huh?
Of course I do.
Oh yeah, I wonder. Whew. Well, we've been talking about 20 or so minutes. Think you have some media to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. High five. Oh, punch. We can't even get shit. I'm out of here.
Oh wow.
Dope.